Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto
with Caitlin Green.
Let me know.
The Instagram hoax where you see people rush to post what they believe is a photo of an ironclad. Legal disclaimer over photo usage. It's back. This thing pops its head up every once in a while.
Okay.
And previously, it's the kind of thing you saw, like, you know, like your confused aunt would post this on, like, their Facebook page or something.
You're confused.
You'd have to, like, write to them and be like, okay.
Hey, Aunt Charlotte, yeah. You're wrong.
Sorry, this isn't real.
Tell us.
But it's even duping celebrities that I feel should know better. So the post in question is a widely circulated screenshot that, in air quotes, explains that Instagram is implementing a new rule on photo usage starting tomorrow, where users' posts can be used against them in all kinds of ways, like in court cases. They own your photos now. And if you don't post this image, then they can do whatever they want with all your photos. Mark Zuckerberg's just going to be using you in all of his marketing campaigns. And anyways, despite grammatical errors, like a lot of grammatical errors.
I couldn't read through the whole thing. I couldn't read through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just sent it to you and I said, is this for real?
Because you saw
Lauren Holly. She's like, she's pretty on it, right?
I know. Zoe Kazan, who's like a very intelligent actress that I follow. I saw her post it and I thought, not you too.
No.
Despite the grammatical errors and inconsistent typography, a lot of people fell for this. So now Instagram's had to come out and say, no, sorry, these things pop up every once in a while and they are not true.
Okay.
Also, if somebody, it's basically a chain letter. And so if somebody posts this, if you think that, like, this is going to stand up in a court of law, if you also think that, like, Zuckerberg doesn't have access to all of your photos and all
anyway,
of your chat history already, what are you doing on social media?
Okay, did you know, but let me just ask you this, because you're a smart one. Did you know immediately that that was not right?
Yes, right away.
Why didn't I know that?
I read the first five lines.
Okay, I didn't read all the way through.
No.
I just went, oh my God, this is threatening.
It's like how you can tell when you get an email that has all the grammatical errors in it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I did not get past the second sentence. I went, too much to read. What is this?
You sent it to me.
I sent it to her. Like, I don't know what this means. Because I should have done that. And that's wrong.
It might as well have started with the sound of the cruise horn at the beginning. That's
what
it is. We want a cruise. No, this is not going to stand up in a
gullible.
Court of law.
I'm gullible and vulnerable. Okay.
I love seeing people delete it, though. Like, that's one of my favorite things about the hoax.
I'm going to see it before.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so that's that.
Jeez,
if you posted it, take it down. There's some trending new movie news as well. So we officially have a release date for the new Bond film. It's titled No Time to Die. And this is going to be Daniel Craig's apparent last 007 film. So they say. They said that about the other ones too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be released on April 8th. And this is all about, you know, James Bond, he left the service and he's just trying to live his best life in Jamaica. But then he gets called back. He gets lured back into espionage. So it'll start out calm
and he doesn't get his 007 back, right? Because there's a new 007.
Well, no, I think there's a lot of 007s.
No, that's his agent number. But since he left the service,
there's
a new one that's taken his number.
So he leaves and someone's taken his number.
Yeah.
They don't do that in the NFL, I'll tell you that.
But he's still Bond, everyone.
Yes, he's still Bond.
He's ready to kill people with hammocks, so there you go.
Say his name weird.
And The Matrix is back. The fourth film in the series is a go. Keanu Reeves is coming back. Carrie Ann Moss is coming back. And director Lana Wachowski's coming back. So
I bought a leather coat because of that movie.
I know. Lots of people did.
The first installment. And Carrie Ann Moss, great Canadian actress, love it.
Fabulous. Same with Keanu. So we're going to see a resurgence in like stylish goth. So get ready.
It was actually a nice night for sleeping. A little bit of a thunderstorm. Some cooler temperatures in the evening.
Yeah.
But a big sleep debate has got Twitter in an uproar.
Uh-huh.
And Caitlin in an uproar.
Oh, boy.
And you know what happens when Caitlin gets in an
uproar?
It's
an uproar.
Yeah. So basically, the U.S. government's Energy Star program has released some settings recommendations for air conditioners to help cut down on energy usage and cost. And according to Energy Star, the coolest you should keep your home when you're at home is 78 degrees, 26 degrees Celsius. 26 degrees Celsius. When you're not there, they recommend 29 degrees Celsius. And when you're sleeping, Energy Star says to set the thermostat at 28 degrees Celsius. Can you... The 28 degrees...
Yeah, it was
just steaming.
I don't think anybody likes that. But let's hear from Caitlin right now. What are your thoughts?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That's unbearable.
It is. It's too warm.
That's the surface of the sun to me. There's no way. My place is so cool all the time. And this flies in the face of what doctors have been saying for a long time about the best temperature is to actually get a good night's sleep. The recommended, now in Celsius, it's 18. So Fahrenheit, that's 65.
Yeah, and they say 82 in Fahrenheit. Now, when we talked about this yesterday, we found another thing out that kind of incenses us, and that's that Curtis doesn't know how to use Celsius.
Okay. Oh. Hold on here.
Are we throwing him under the bus already?
Yep.
So early.
Yep.
So wait, what happened? Because you and I were back and forth yesterday about what you have at your penthouse.
My penthouse.
Curtis doesn't speak Celsius.
I said that the stat in Fahrenheit that Richie just read, and Caitlin and Richie looked at me like I had four heads because they don't know what Fahrenheit temperatures are.
And I do.
Right, and I know what Fahrenheit temperatures are, but indoors, because all of my thermostats, no matter where I've lived, have always been Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit,
yes.
Yeah.
But I know what Celsius is for outside.
Yeah.
And then he tries to back himself up by saying, what about when you turn on your stove?
Yeah.
Your oven is Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Right. Now, Marilyn, you know, had spent much of her childhood in the U.S. So this I understand.
So I was like 24.
Yeah. Curtis has spent his whole life in Canada and has decided to, along with the U.S., adopt the Fahrenheit system that no other country except for like Lower Anguilla uses.
Right?
It's like he's trying to be like, guys, you're the weird ones. We're not the weird ones.
We
live in Canada. I know where I live.
Just to back you up a little bit, though, but you're right. The oven is, when I do use it once a year, it is Fahrenheit. And then my thermostat is in Fahrenheit as well.
Yes.
So you got used to that. You got used to that.
Well, yeah, right from when I grew up to
sure.
now, I think
okay.
like four thermostats
so
I
that's,
on now.
So I'm sure a lot of people are like you.
Yes. Yeah, I have no idea what like 21 degrees indoors is. Also, 28 degrees to sleep at night. It's 20 right now. Why do you have an air conditioner if you're setting it to 28
exactly.
degrees?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even have the AC.
Did you not? You took a picture of your thermostat yesterday. What do you have it hovering over? Fahrenheit.
When I sleep, about 68.
Yeah.
And again, no idea what that is in Celsius.
Okay.
I have no idea what that is at all.
We're talking 68. Two languages.
Someone just texted in and said there was obviously no women in the 50-plus range involved in this study. Again, though, it's from Energy Star. And so you know what that is. That's a bunch of dads. Telling everyone to turn off the air.
The thermostat.
That's right. So for me, I hover like I need a chili. I go 66 degrees. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit in Celsius right away, but 66 degrees.
Again, you all know we live in Canada. Right?
Minus 30.
Yeah. So what?
30.
You know what?
Divided in half. 17.
17.
Okay.
Yeah. 17 is good, but I could go cooler than that.
Yeah.
And in my studio, I don't know what the temperature is, but I keep it really cold. Keeps things going because the cameras and stuff get really hot. And I think people stay awake a little bit more. Letterman did that, I think, too.
Yeah.
But I otherwise, I'm like, welcome to the show, and I want to fall asleep, right?
If you go see the Marilyn Dennis show, bring a Canada Goose jacket.
I know.
Yep.
It's pretty chilly.
Absolutely.
It's pretty chilly.
We've got a couple people saying 2022.
Yeah.
That's about safe for me.
But don't you find, too, and as we wrap this up, to say that you and your partner really don't agree on temperature?
Yes.
It's kind of a thing. That's another story in
itself.
That's
a whole other ball.
Somebody has a duvet on, somebody has a duvet off. It's just the way it goes.
That's it.
Is anybody ever happy?
Nope. That's life. Get on with it. Richie in for Jamar this morning, and bribes. Bribes. I mean, you always hear so much negative stuff in the news about bribes being passed back and forth. But let's be honest, sometimes bribes can work out in your favor.
It's called behavior bribing. Parents are doing it more and more, yeah. They're talking about parents that they've used money as a way to get their kids to, let's say, go to bed early, to do their homework.
Get off the...
What? To do their homework? All right.
Yeah.
I don't think I was ever bribed in a monetary way. I was bribed in a, you're not watching TV or you're not going to go play with your friends if you don't get this whatever done.
Right.
How about you, Caitlin?
Yeah, that was, I was more, it was rewarded for good behavior versus I think bribed before I even did anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew that if you did a good job, you know, a listener texted in and said that we used to get a season's pass for Wonderland if we got a good report card at the end of the school year.
Good. That's good. That's good. That's motivation. See, that's not bribery. That's like motivational, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
So I think I had a little bit more of that. Like, you know, if you do well in this class or if you get a great, you know, do a great job on the project, then I knew maybe something fun would happen. Like I might get a new video game or whatever.
A reward system.
Yeah.
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 There was no, I don't recall any bribing in my house growing up. I don't recall being bribed. Can you recall me if you remember being bribed by your parents to do things? Feel free to text us. We're getting all kinds of texts at 104536. You can even call us at 416-870-1045. Do you bribe your kids to do stuff?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be money. What other sorts of things do you use to bribe your kids to do things that they don't want to do?
An activity, you know, an experience, or something delicious to eat.
Do we have anybody on that phone?
We do. We've got we have Sarah on the line. We hear, Sarah, that you're the ultimate briber.
I like to think so.
Okay, tell us about bribing, because there's a survey that's out that say about 23% of parents say they have paid their kids to get off their phones and screens and using the money to do good things. So what have you done?
Well, I have 3-year-old twins.
Oh, boy.
And a baby girl.
Oh.
Busy.
Yeah. So I probably use, I'll give you a dollar on like multiple times throughout the day.
Wait. Are they 3-year-old? They're 3-year-olds?
Yeah. And they don't even really realize what a dollar is. So I can give them a nickel or a dime. So I'm going to get myself a tree one day. But for the time being, if they get money for something like trying broccoli or eating their vegetables or handing mommy a diaper for baby sister when I'm like connected to my pump or something like that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know
okay.
What, you know what they're doing? They're learning to do what you got to do to earn a dollar bill.
Right? In negotiations. I don't really like to refer to it as bribery. I feel like I like to negotiate.
Negotiations.
Well, I don't know. You know. I don't know, Sarah. It sounds like bribery to me. but you know what? I know you're a busy mom and everything. So do you have to use money?
Yeah.
So she'll give them a nickel.
Not like a popsicle or not a, like a treat?
Oh, no, money, because I don't like to give them as much. Like, they get enough junk, right?
Okay, so. Okay. All right, and what are your twins' names? They sound cute.
Xander and Elliot. They're identical twin boys.
Oh, my gosh, awesome. Okay, maybe you want to correct the math part of it so they can be great investors when they grow up. Okay, I hear the baby. Is that the baby?
Are you guys being monkeys? Can you say hello? Yeah, we're on our way down to sick kids with my youngest, so they're getting dropped off at grandma's first thing in the morning.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for sharing that with us, and you're a good briber.
We're talking about ways that you bribe your kids to do things that they don't want to do, or ways that you've been bribed by your parents back in the day. And we got a lot of texts at 104-536. This one text says, I don't know if you would call this a bribe, but if I need the oil changed in my car, all I have to do is make Rice Krispie squares. My son is 28, but his time can still be bought by his mother.
That's good. That's good. That's a nice and positive bribe.
Is that not the cutest mental image? It really is.
I'm just trying to think. I think my mother or father bribed me to be nice to Auntie Ellen because she was a little, you know, plum. And so they promised me a milkshake. So I did that. That's the only bribe I got. Don't run all over her house and be a good girl. I was very young when that happened. I liked Auntie Ellen. She was a little wacko, but I liked her.
My brother used to bribe me into taking his turn doing the dishes. Usually the reward, I'd get to hang out with him.
Hey.
That's the kind of anecdote you're going to include when, like, he gets married in a speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, big sisters and big brothers don't really want to hang out with the little ones. Like, don't even bother. That's a good bribe.
This is a cute one. It said, my dad had gotten up there in age, and we got him one of those fallen and can't get up emergency bracelets to wear, but he wouldn't wear it. So I had to pay the grandkids $10 each. So when they visited him, they would ask where his magic watch was and tell him that it was really cool. Because he wouldn't listen to me, but he would listen to them.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
bribes can be good.
This is a cute one,
That's
too.
That's great.
My mom would tell me that if you sweep the floor, you'll always find money. And she would purposely put a dime, a nickel, or a quarter on the floor.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Mm. Like finding
the rumba. Yeah.
The what?
The Roomba.
Okay.
The Roomba.
I thought you said Rumba
I
first.
I said Rumba. I
and I thought
Rumba
things
first.
Must be get pretty wacky over at your house.
It does. I don't have one of those, but that's
just cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
What's another one?
How about this? As teens, my parents would give us $50 each year from 16 to 18 years of age if we didn't smoke. So that's a full-on bribe.
Like a reward, kind of.
Sort of.
They really, yeah. It's a fine line, I guess.
It depends if it was at the beginning of the year or the end. Yeah. Beginning, bribe, end, reward.
Or you get $50 to go buy a pack or so. A carton. Yeah.
My mom bribed me and my sister when we were 7 and 9 to read 3 books for $20 because we both hated to read.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me of the MS Readathon. Do you guys remember this when you were kids? It was to support multiple sclerosis. And there would be all these like rewards tiers. And the more books you read, the like more you were eligible for all these rewards.
Oh, that's good.
And I won a clock radio.
You did?
Yeah.
And
wow.
Finished the story, and you would wake up every morning and
listen to Chum.
Right.
And
you
I did. Yeah, there you go.
I know.
See?
You
did. I mean, some interesting and crazy ways that people have been bribed or are bribing their kids to do everything from obviously household chores to getting off their phone or going to bed. It's a wild world that
Curtis is. We're ready to go to the next thing. I can tell because he's standing up, trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
But what was your bribe as a kid? Did they bribe you at all?
I don't recall getting money. I think it was activities, maybe meals. Like I liked Swiss Chalet.
Oh. Okay.
Be Swiss Chalet night, maybe something like that.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I was a good kid. I mowed the lawn, that kind of thing.
Somehow I know that you're a really good kid. Because you just seem like there's nothing wrong with you. There is something wrong with you. We're going to find it.
Yeah, we are going to find it. Yeah. We dig deep enough. We may not want
to.
We may not like
kid?
What we reveal. Let's welcome into the room Tyrone Edwards.
Woo!
What's happening, Tyrone?
Hello. I haven't heard this theme music in a while. How are you guys?
Very good.
Good. Nice.
Lots of great movie news. I know Tiff's coming up, but this is nothing to do with Tiff. These are great new things.
Yeah, there's a lot. For all the movie lovers, there is so much coming your way.
Yeah.
We're going to get started with a little discrepancy. So it seems that Disney, Marvel Studios...
they're fighting over
Sony,
Spider-Man.
Yeah, they're fighting over Spider-Man. They just can't come to an agreement. Now, they've been playing ball for a while now, and Sony kind of just doesn't want to do that anymore. Now, one thing I've learned over the years... when delivering news about movies, about film, but specifically when it comes to anything to do with Marvel or comics, I tread lightly. So I don't want to be quoted as saying anything that isn't 100% fact because, as we know, there are no true fans of film like a comic fan.
Sure.
So more to come there, but it seems like, Sony and Disney Marvel Studios will not be working together. I'm not sure what that means for how the Marvel Universe will unfold, what that happens to Spider-Man. But Spider-Man's a big deal, even culturally.
I think basically now Disney's going to take care of any and all Spider-Man films, and Spider-Man will not be appearing in any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Sony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever that simple, so this is why I said I'm treading lightly.
I'm
not really doing anything definitive, but that is the update. That is the entertainment update, and I don't know. I feel like Spider-Man is culturally like such an impactful thing. Like, what little boy didn't want to be Spider-Man or wasn't Spider-Man for Halloween or did the little Spider-Man sign?
Yeah, that's so true.
So we will see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting news. So with the 25th James Bond movie coming up, we finally got a title. No Time to Die. So that is the latest. Daniel Craig will appear in this film. I know people are wondering what's going to happen after, and especially with Lashana Lynch becoming this black female 007 agent, and people are understanding, wait, what does that mean exactly? Yes, Daniel Craig will be in the film, but she will be 007 for this assignment. What that means is this gives a chance for the writers to see how we all react and then pivot.
That's my
take on it, and
that's right.
And then we'll go from there, because obviously, and then a franchise like this is super important. It's one of those things that is timeless. Like, James Bond will live on. Our kids will know who James Bond is.
Yeah.
Their kids will know who James Bond is, as long as it's managed properly. So
yeah.
I think No Time to Die gives them a chance to figure out
right
what to do next.
It's good.
Because Daniel Craig's kind of over it.
Yeah. He's over it, and the writers need to write new things. And then, quickly, The Matrix is back.
Yes. So... The Matrix is back. They're coming back with the same writers. They're coming back with the...
Same actors.
Yeah, same actors. So it should be good.
I bought a leather coat because of the first Matrix. I want you to know that. I was very influenced
again,
by Keanu.
Again, another one that's culturally such a part of the fabric.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
There is no celebrity hotter than Keanu Reeves right now.
I love it. Sure. All right.
Very true.
E-Talk's on. Yeah, E-Talk's on tonight. Thank you, Tyrone. At 7 o'clock on CTV.
It is time to play Jonas Soundcheck on Chump. Yeah, the prize, tickets to the Jonas Brothers show this Saturday at Scotiabank Arena. Plus, you'll get to watch their sound check and meet the Jonas Brothers themselves. And caller 25 is Linda. Let's say hi. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So, Linda, you know we got a 5-second clip of a song for you. Could be by the Jonas Brothers, could be DNCE, or from Nick Jonas's solo run. We're going to play the clip for you one more time, and then we'll ask you for your guess of what that title is, what that song is. If you don't get it, we got to move on to the next caller, so make sure you got it, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Linda, here it is one last time. Listen close. Linda, what song is that?
I think it's Green Light.
Is it Green Light? Oh, Linda.
I like that song, though. That's a good song.
Yeah, we're going to have to move on to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Danny. Who goes by the name Danny? Danny, what's up?
Hi. How you doing?
Good, good. So, what do you think that song is?
Is it Close by Nick Jonas?
Is it?
No. Sorry about that, my dear.
Sorry, Danny. Better luck next time.
Next caller, who do you have on the line?
We got Nadia.
Nadia, what's your guess?
Only Human?
Is it Only Human?
Yay! How about that? Congratulations!
Nadia, let's hear that clip one more time. Yeah, and Nadia somehow figured out that it was Only Human, which actually sounds like this. Nadia, congratulations to one.
Thank you.
A meet and
greet. My little cousin, but then we so happy.
You get to watch the sound check. You get to meet the guys and, of course, watch the show Saturday at the Scotiabank Arena.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.